subject planning and designing of healthcare, chapter 3, external factors affecting hospital healthcare planning. In this, we will read about the different factors which are around the hospital that affect the functioning of the hospital. The first of all, or first of these, is the location of the hospital. Whenever you start any hospital, you have to see what is the catchment area, what is the per capita income of the patient, and what is the disease factor prevalent. So whenever any hospital is coming up, for example in Bandra, the Bandra, which is a suburb of Mumbai, will have good socio-economic strata of the patient, therefore their paying capacity will be good as compared to the patient who are living in the area such as Vasai and Virar. Therefore per bed charge or per day bed charge in the hospital will be high as compared to the suburb away from Bandra. On that basis, the hospital also fixed the consultation charge, follow-up charge, lab investigation charge, radiological charge, consultant visit charge for the indoor patient, etc. So location of the hospital is very important. Nearly 60% of Indian population lives in the village. So whenever you want to start any hospital, you have to give importance to the rural Indian population where the disease is more prevalent and access to the healthcare is poor. That is why government is making mandatory to all medical graduates to serve rural health service at least for 1 or 2 years. Vast geographical diversification is also one of the important factors that affect the nature of the hospital. For example, the hospital which comes up in the hilly and terrain regions such as Himachal Pradesh, Leh region of Jammu and Kashmir, etc., will have to face extra burden like the burden of flash flood, burden of sudden earthquake or inaccessibility because of the hilly terrain which are there. And doctors who are employed or recruited in for these hospitals should get special allowances like hardship allowances or special allowances or incentive so that they become motivated to live there and give adequate care to the needy patient who require the treatment. Because if the government will not pay attention to this difficult terrain, the patient will die because of the lack of healthcare facilities. And one thing you have to take in consideration that in this difficult terrain, usually it is the government of India which takes care of the poor patient rather than the private sector. Location of the hospital decides per day room rent charge, consultation charge, lab procedure charge, nursing charge, etc., which is frequently seen in metros such as Mumbai, Delhi, Chennai. And in this, the private players is the main culprit. They want to establish the hospital only in the metro cities where they get the good flow of the patient, patient of high socioeconomic strata, patient backed up with the good health insurance, good employer health service scheme, and they want to make the good earning from the admitted patient, from the treated patient, from the surgically cured patient. And therefore, this is also important parameter. Whenever we study these external factors, we have to read about the concept of rural India. Because in the previous slide, we have seen nearly 60% of the Indian population even today resides in the villages. So therefore, it is very important to strengthen the village infrastructure, village rural hospitals, etc. And these hospitals are primary health center, which is known as PSC, primary health center, PSC. Then is rural hospital or community development block hospitals. These are mainly run by the government and aims at providing essential and affordable healthcare facilities to rural population, which mainly depends upon the government attention. So, primary healthcare is known as the healthcare first contact with the patient. These are usually essential care as well as preventive care, which is given by the primary health center. Primary health center is the basic infrastructure of the Indian health serving scenario. Supergraded by the primary health center are the rural hospital, which exist in the community development block, and they give the curative treatment and specialized treatment which is not there in the primary health center. And since this type of the healthcare infrastructure is established in the rural hospital, you see most of these hospitals are governed and set up by the government, because they try to fulfill the basic as well as the necessary needs related to the health of the general population. Location of the hospital is very important, because many hospitals which we have studied in the previous slide, located in the hilly terrains, have to face the chances of natural disaster like earthquake, flash flood, hurricane, etc. Recently we heard that few hospitals in Leh region was destroyed because of the sudden development of avalanches or glacier. We also studied that many hospitals were destroyed in Nepal, which is hilly region, because of the earthquake. So whenever you consider and setting up a hospital in these difficult prone areas, you have to give or make the hospital in such a way that they are disaster proof. And that is why the new building policies are coming up with the concept of hospitals which can sustain the impact of earthquake, flash flood, hurricane, etc. Hurricanes are usually seen in the coastal region, like the source of Andaman Nicobar, again in the state of Kerala or the state of Odisha, and also coastal Andhra Pradesh, where it is very common. Recently, we have seen many hospitals getting destroyed under thunder blast and flash flood, like the happenings or natural disaster of this type of happening in previous year at Uttarkashi, where many hospital buildings were destroyed because of this, and recently in the Nepal. The functions of the primary health care and rural hospital is covered by the few essential elements. This is the medical care. Medical care means care which is given towards the medical illness. Medical illness may be acute respiratory disease, acute febrile illness, acute bronchitis, acute respiratory tract infection, loose motion, etc. Then is MCH, maternal and child health care, including family planning. This type of care is given to the pregnant mother and also lactating mother, so that they are born with the babies who are healthy and avoid the occurrence of low birth weight baby, that is baby weighing less than 1.8 kg. Then babies who are born with acute respiratory infection, and this is only possible when mother is given good antenatal care during pregnancy and good nutritious diet during lactation period. and this is only possible when the gap or spacing between one childbirth and second childbirth is more than 3 years, and this is only possible when they use the family planning measures as implemented in the national family policies, that is the use of condoms, use of diaphragm, spermicidal creams, etc. Third important thing is there should be stress on the safe water supply and sanitation. This is very important because most of the people who resides in the village is not aware of the basic sanitation, and they are prone to become more diseased, especially during rainy season, because of the intake of contaminated water. Therefore, they should know that there are 5 F which can spread the disease. These are finger, flies, fecal matter, fomites, and also food matter. Therefore, uncovered food is unhygienic. Similarly, contaminated water is unhygienic. Food which is inhabited by flies is again uninhabited, is unhygienic. They should also stress on building up pakka latrine, and that is why the concept of sulabh sauchale and RCA latrine is given strength. Then there should be prevention and control of locally endemic disease. Locally endemic disease means disease is very prevalent in this area but not so much prevalent in the other areas. For example, there may be increased incidence of infant mortality and infant mortality and malnutrition in the Malghat area of Maharashtra because of the social custom not to give the colostrum, that is the milk which is shedded by the lactating mother during the initial stage post delivery. Nowadays, health education activists and social activists and NGOs are going to these type of hilly region, telling the tribal people about the different immunoglobulins and immunoprotective mechanisms which are there in the colostrum, which has to be given to the newborn so that they become healthy individuals in their long life. Then collection about the vital statistics. The vital statistics is related to birth, death, etc. These type of statistics shows what will be the impact of the healthcare on the present population. If the birth rate is increasing, means there is failure of contraceptive device and poor family planning. There is lack of health education, or there is some social custom prevalent in the Indian population. For example, unnecessary abortion, especially the female infanticide, by knowing the sex of the baby, and that is why the government is banning the unindicated use of ultrasonic device in diagnosing the sex. Then the death is also a vital statistics, because in healthcare nobody wants the death of the patient. If the death of the patient occurs, it is either because of the fault of the healthcare infrastructure, or it is the severity of the illness which has resulted in the death. This means there is failure of the healthcare infrastructure, and death, if occurs, one should know down death is because of which disease, that is disease specific death rate. Then the death is in which age group, whether it is infant mortality rate, or whether it is maternal mortality rate, or whether it is under 5 privileged death rate, or it is death because of the aging, death due to the malnutrition, etc. And accordingly, the timely steps and corrective measures can be taken off to prevent the death. Education about the health. Education about the health, which is also known as health education, is very important component of primary health center, because the golden principle in the medical field is prevention is better than cure, and therefore the health education, like the proper sanitation, proper washing of the hand after coming from the latrine, taking daily bath, cutting off the nails, covering the mouth and nostrils while coughing or sneezing, etc., help to limit the spread of airborne infection like acute viral disease, tuberculosis, whooping cough, etc. Nowadays, many diseases are coming up in the urban areas such as H1N1, swine flu, dengue fever, which also spread because of this uncontrolled and lack of health preventive measures. Therefore, there are health department is giving health awareness ad in the leading newspaper about the symptom of disease, the mode by which it spread, the ways in which it can be prevented, and similarly the health education important component is sex education and reproductive health, which is very important in young individuals because of the migration and because of the cost of living. They are moving away from the family, and therefore what will be the impact when they go for unprotected sex, when they go to commercial sex workers without the use of condoms, or what will be the impact of the pregnant mother if there is chances of getting the reproductive health, if there is chances of getting the reproductive tract infection. So all these part is taken care by the contact tracing, by proper health awareness, health education, especially about the sexually transmitted disease like syphilis, Neisseria gonorrhea, trachoma or trachomatous vaginitis or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Then give importance to the vaccine preventable and common health issues in the form of national health program, like national health program for the control of tuberculosis, which is now known as revised national tuberculosis control program, then national malaria eradication program, then acute gastrointestinal disease control program, then national leprosy eradication program, AIDS control program. The difference between the control program and eradication program. Control program can only reduce the disease load, but it do not totally make the disease disappear from the society. But eradication program is based on the disease eradication. Means disease producing disease organisms are usually eradicated so that the disease no longer exists in the population. Then it also stresses on the referral service. For example, if any complicated case come to primary health center, their first referral is the immediate hospital nearby, like the community health center, district hospital. From the district hospital, if the cases is getting complicated, they go to the medical college. In the medical college, again, if the cases are difficult to handle, they go to a specialized health center, like Regional Institute of Ophthalmology, Regional Institute of Orthopedic, National Mental Health Institute in Bangalore, NIMHANS. So these referral service usually signify the grade of the treatment which is given in the primary health center, which is given in the community health center or the community development block hospital, that is rural hospital, district hospital, medical college and specialized health center. Then training of the health guide. The health guide training is very important because they are the intermediate source of delivering the healthcare, and this is known as training given for the traditional birth attendant, that is known as trained dive. This training program is done by giving the proper training, usually of 3 months, to all the trained dives which has been get stressed in the maternal child health program. Training which is given to auxiliary midwife, multi-purpose workers, health guide, etc. Then primary health care should also give stress on the basic laboratory services like preparing of the thick and the thin slide for the malaria cases diagnosis, then stool examination in the case of acute diarrheal disease cases, mass miniature radiography in the tuberculosis control program. Now, community health center usually done by the upgradation of the already existing primary health center. It covers the population of 80,000 to 1.2 lakh population. It is usually more specialized than the primary health center, and it is accompanied by 30 bed, and it not only gives the primary and essential treatment, but also there are specialists recruited for the rural hospitals which give the basic specialist care like general surgeon, general physician, gynecologist, etc., who can give the treatment which is required so that the disease burden on the district hospital and medical colleges can be reduced if this type of treatment is given at the community development block hospitals. Primary health center is under the control of district health officer, that is known as DHO. CSC is under the control of district civil surgeon. Primary health center is under the control of district health officer, and they are mainly concerned with the medical and preventive care. Community health center, which gives the curative care, is under the control of civil surgeon, who are general surgeon who give the curative treatment in the form of surgery. These hospitals cater the healthcare needs and healthcare demand of the people living in the community block. So this type of hospital takes care of the rural population who has difficulty to access the urban hospital and urban healthcare, so that if they are treated adequately and timely, the disease load on the district hospital and medical colleges and urban hospital will be reduced. Now, what is urban hospital? Urban hospitals are those hospitals that exist in the urban areas, caters the urban population, or also referred cases from the PHC or the community development block hospitals. These hospitals are the district hospitals or the civil hospitals, which are the first regional referral centers for specialized care. Then if the cases is not handled there, they are referred to a specialized hospital and research center as the community, as the second level referral center. For example, in Mumbai, the cases may come to the district hospital from the primary health center and community development block. It goes, for example, in the district hospital like Nasik Civil Hospital. In Nasik Civil Hospital, if the cases are not handled, they are either referred to the referral centers and specialized hospital like Lokmanya Tilak Medical College and Sion, JJ Grant Medical College and JJ Hospital. If cases are more difficult and require specific treatment, they may be sent to the different regional institute like Regional Institute of Orthopedic, Regional Institute of Ophthalmology, Regional Institute of Cardiology, and that is why many apex centers have been set up which are under the command of the central government, like National Institute of Mental Health, NIMHANS, located at Bangalore, then All India Institute of Medical Science, located at New Delhi, then Christian Medical College, located at Ludhiana, then Christian Medical College located at Vellore, then a specialized center may be in the ophthalmology, may be referred to L.B. Prasad Eye Hospital, Hyderabad, or Regional Institute of Ophthalmology, state level, like Chennai, or regional or Sankar Netralaya Institute of Ophthalmology for eye related problem. The hospital and healthcare institution remain the individualistic entities independent of each other. So hospital is a bigger institution with multiple facilities available, healthcare is a primary institution giving the essential treatment. Hospitals usually exist in the community development block, district levels, urban hospitals, that is bigger cities. But healthcare institutions are usually located in the form of primary health center at village level. They mostly cater the urban population, they mostly cater the rural population. Hospitals give the multiple treatment under one roof, but the healthcare institutions, that is primary healthcare, gives the essential and the needy healthcare facilities for the urban population. They should be able to coordinate in order to make up a system of medical and healthcare which provides service on area-wise basis. This is known as comprehensive healthcare. And this is very good when we consider the nature of referral, that is from PSC to the community development block hospital, from the community development block hospital to district hospital, and so on. Regionalization of the hospital services. Through its application, it is thought construction of the new hospital and health center can be tailored to require the requirement of the user, and that necessary rational distribution of the building and facilities will be obtained. This is very important because whenever a new hospital comes up, it requires lot of cost, it requires lot of investment, it requires the use of skilled manpower, it requires the comprehensive effort of housekeeping, it requires the comprehensive effort of paramedical team, then the non-medical team, etc. So all this manpower, technicality and the economic feasibility can be only called successful when the proper application and the proper planning is done. Regionalization is the system of technical and administrative by the establishment of the level of the care. So whenever we regionalize the healthcare, we level the regionalization of the healthcare, which is the technical and administrative activities, by the establishment of level of care. For example, primary care, that is basic care, is given at the PSC level, which is the first level of contact for the rural population. Secondary level care is given by the rural hospital, and if it is difficult, it is referred to the district hospital. Tertiary level care is given by the medical colleges and research center and specialized hospital, like the organ transplant, which can be carried on into the corporate hospitals, like recently heart transplant was done in a successful manner at Fortis Mulund Hospital. Similarly, knee replacement, hip replacement can be done in the Regional Institute of Orthopedic. Specialized cases related to mental health can be treated at National Institute of Mental Health, NIMHANS, Bangalore, etc. Medical colleges, where the practical for all the specialties are carried out with the teaching and the research as the main concern. So medical college is both the place where the medical education is given to learning doctors, both the undergraduate, postgraduate and super specialized level, and it is also the place where different research activities on which the innovation in the field of treatment, innovation in the field of diagnosis, innovation in the field of medication can be developed. That is why in India, National Research Institute, that is Indian Council of Medical Research, always tie up the research project with the different medical colleges, especially the government medical colleges. The relationship between the organizational scale on one hand and effectiveness and efficiency on the other hand influences indirectly the numbers and location. Therefore, this relationship between one level of the care and another level of the care shows that it will work well when there is good communication, good coordination, good appreciation and good attitude, which is imparted at each level of the healthcare. Regional planning envisages creating a hospital on the three-tier system, rural or community service with the rural hospital, that is rural, that is community development block hospital, caters the population of 80,000 to 1 lakh with 30 to 40 bed. They provide the specialized care in the form of general surgery, general medicine, gynecology and pediatrics. Such general hospital would provide medical, surgical and other specialized treatment. This is a very good graph where you see the graph in the form of rectangle, in the form of square and oblong. These oblong structures shows the primary health center. See, there are four primary health centers which cater the patient to the rural hospitals. Therefore, primary health center is the basic health infrastructure, but it is providing specialized care in the rural or community development block. The community development block, which is not able to handle the complicated case or deteriorated case, is referred to district hospital, and from district hospital it goes to medical college and specialized center. So this is the typical graph of regionalization, that is care is handled from the primary health center to the community development block to the urban hospitals or the district hospitals. The concept of regionalization of the hospitals. Hospital catering to intermediate hospitals in a geographical region is designed to provide a complete range of treatment, including the specialties such as radiotherapy, neurosurgery, gastrosurgery, cardiothoracic surgery, etc. Means regionalization usually grade the patient according to the illness, according to the location and according to the level of the care, so that small disease with less significant illness which requires necessary and primary treatment can be given at PSC level, complicated treatment can be given at higher level. Regionalization envisages a two-way flow of patients and service, and also sharing of the senior medical staff by holding the consultant session in the district hospital. So regionalization is not only a direct channel but also indirect channel, where the patients are not only referred from the primary health center to the community development hospital, to the district hospital, but the feedback from the district hospital is also passed to the community development hospital to PSC level. And in this way, the PSC level or community development block hospital can be upgraded based on these feedback.